In 2011, the USDA issued a policy requiring schools participating in the National School Lunch Program to ensure that they have enough money in the account serving students who aren't eligible for free or reduced-priced meals. In order to meet this requirement for the coming year, the Petersburg School District has to start raising prices. By the state's calculations, Alaska schools should charge $5.07 for each lunch. But instead of turning such a sharp corner so quickly, they can start at $3.75 and increase the price incrementally. Adult meals aren't subsidized at all, so the school district will look at raising the price to $6.50 for lunch and $4 for breakfast for adults. In other business, the board will vote on a 6-year capital improvement plan for Petersburg's school buildings. The plan lists several major maintenance and building projects for which the district wants to pursue state funding. The first priority it lays out is to replace the roof of the middle and high school building, which has had numerous leaks in the last few years. It also includes district-wide electrical upgrades, like key fob locks for school doors and ambient light sensors for their hallways. Then the board is set to recognize Jamie Cabral, the district's athletic director, for earning the Champion for Kids Award. Each year, Alaska's Children's Trust recognizes Alaskans for their efforts towards preventing child abuse and neglect. Cabral will be honored at a ceremony in Anchorage on September 20th, and then at another in Petersburg in mid-October. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.